Well, it's that time of the year again, the time of the year where I like to cover PNC Bank's tongue-in-cheek Christmas Price Index. This is where they track prices of the basket of goods mentioned in the holiday classic, The 12 Days of Christmas. You know, the one that goes on the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me, partridge in a pear tree, and so on. So I know you know what I'm talking about. So we're going to be talking about 11 pipers piping and 10 lords a-leaping. So here we go. PNC compiles prices of what these gifts cost true loves every year. In 2017, PNC Wealth Management found that the cost of all these gifts, they call it the Total Christmas Price Index, was $34,558.65, which was up 0.6% over last year. Not much of an increase, that's for sure. However, looking back 5 years, this quirky basket of swans and leaping lords costs 15% more. Looking back 10 years, it costs 52% more. So how did this quirky index get started? Well, it was started by the chief economist at PNC predecessor bank in Philadelphia in 1984. Since then, the index has averaged an annual year-over-year price increase of 1.9%, which is less than the 2.67% of the real consumer price index. So what drives the prices of these gifts? PNC's Christmas Index broadly mirrors economic conditions, which they've broken down into three main drivers of change over the past 34 years. It should be no surprise that the biggest driver is the internet. With the internet ever more ubiquitous, it's even easier than ever to find these items online. However, these gifts tend to be more expensive due to the additional costs in shipping and handling, and the prices that I'm going to mention here do not include shipping and handling. Coming in second is the price of services increasing, though price of goods themselves have slowed. And finally, the cost of fuel has been especially volatile over the few years, having a big effect on the cost of shipping. Now, a lot of last year's items stayed at the same price. The cost of French hens, the cost of calling birds, geese, swans, and maids a-milking, so that's the employed. Also, other employed people would include dancing ladies. They're not making much more money this year due to the well-known fact that wages have been stagnating. There is an exception, however. Lords a-leaping have been on a steady increase. That's up 2% this year for a total of $5,618.90. So there hasn't been a lot of price jumps and no price drops. So what category has had the highest jump in price? It's turtle doves. In 2016, turtle doves went up a whopping 29.3% and cost $375 a pair. Luckily, things have leveled off and stayed the same price this year. 2017 brings us gold as the winner, with 5 gold rings up 10% due an increase in demand and popularity. Partridges in a pear tree came in right behind with a 4.7% increase. That's not due to the partridge, however, it's the pear tree has increased due to the rise in the cost of living for workers, not their wages, the cost of living for workers, and a limited supply of mature trees. Now, this is interesting because in 2016, the biggest loser was both the partridge and the pear tree, with partridges down by 20% and pear trees cost the same. That led to a 2.3% decline in price in 2016, so they've rebounded. And drumroll, please, the most expensive item on the list is still the 7 swans a-swimming. No increase or decrease in price, which is good because they're still costing a whopping $13,125 to acquire for your true love. Now, the Christmas Index comes with its own website, PNCChristmasPriceIndex.com, and has been developed as an interactive experience so educators can explain economic trends to middle and high school students. That's pretty cool and a great idea. So if you're really curious about how the prices of maids a-milking or lords a-leaping have changed over the years, head over to the website for more details, PNCChristmasPriceIndex.com. All right, so here's 5 golden rules for holiday shopping. I'm going to be quick on this. First, be choosy. Pare down your list to those that are really close to you. Don't get guilt-trapped into buying gifts for faraway relatives and long-forgotten friends that you're not in touch with anymore. Instead, you could just send them an e-card or a long email with photo attachments, updating them on what's been going on and how your family has been doing and how they've grown. Also, try to create a budget. I think very few people actually do this, but I think it's a good idea. Once you've narrowed down your list, decide how much you will spend per person, keep it reasonable, and stick to your budget. Of course, find bargains. There's a lot of smart deals online with coupons, free shipping, no-hassle returns, and there's always Black Friday, Cyber Monday, etc., so take advantage of those promotions. Also, for those of you who like to be crafty, you could save a ton if you plan and make gifts ahead of time. Knitted scarves, homemade cookies, millions of gift ideas you can find on the internet. You know, a personal touch is always warmly received, provided you put a little thought and effort into the making. You could also get creative and swap gifts for donations to the gift receiver's charity, or schedule a date such as a show or a movie so you can get your family time with your loved ones. Donations also reinforce charitable giving with kids and give them a chance to appreciate the things that they have in life. And finally, pay smartly. This is a great time to cash in your credit card rewards or gift cards or gifts. Consider using prepaid cards so you can stick to a budget if you need to do that. But if you use credit cards, make sure you have a plan to pay off your balance right away, because the interest can really add up, and that's really a bad thing. So if you pay your balance every month, get the card with the most generous points, miles, or cashback features that fit your lifestyle. If you're shopping online also, here's a tip. Make sure you're shopping at a secure website where the page has a lock icon on it and a web address that starts with HTTPS, where S stands for secure. So have a wonderful time this holiday season. Have a terrific new year. Enjoy every day of this most joyous holiday.